Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Kids. They grow up so fast. One day they're taking their first steps, and the next, they don't fit into the tiny sneakers they took them in. You blink your eyes and their princess dress is two sizes too small, and their dinosaur backpack isn't cool anymore. But don't cry because they're growing up. Smile, because you can profit off of it. For real, there are a bunch of parents on Depop looking for the stuff your kid just grew out of. Download Depop to start selling.
What's happening, everybody? Episode number 46 of Unkillable. Appreciate you coming in. Definitely been an interesting week here, a little more than a week or so, everything going on. I'll address that very quickly here, and then I'll get into a couple things that obviously pertaining to the Jets. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Like you're sitting there like this. Oh, God, when is this game over? But I've got a couple I had a conversation with somebody about Mendoza that I want to relay to you, and then a few other things downstream for the Jets. All right. So, first of all, and again, these are things that I will address in more detail down the road. But first of all, I want to say thank you. I want to sincerely say thank you for the feedback and the warmth that so many of you, not all of you, but so many of you showed both Sal and I on Friday. Friday was definitely emotional, no doubt about it. You know, it was a tough way to finish things up. I've got some shows on the fan this week by myself. All right, but in terms of BT and Sal moving forward, that's obviously over. That's obviously over conventionally on WFAN. We're working on a few things. One I could tell you about. One, it's way too early to even get into that, so I wouldn't do that. But the one thing that we already have locked in is going to be phenomenal. I'll tell you about that in a moment. So, you know, the one thing that. And it's funny because if you think about the whole Unkillable brand, it was all spawned from this insane response, cathartic, certainly anything but contrived, just from the cuff, next day opening after Rodgers went down. All right, so when I look back at the past week or so, especially Friday, where it was tough. I mean, it got emotional on the air. It was emotional off the air. And the thing about caring about something, right? It's not a turn on and turn off kind of thing. I think you're either a deeply driven and deeply passionate person or you're not. So, you know, those tears that you saw and that reaction that you heard was real. Because both he and I pour everything that we have into every show that we've done, you know, and we even said this too. It's funny. We look back at how we started and, you know, we made some mistakes as any new show will do. And there's probably a few things that we both wish we could have back, whether it was the Carl Banks situation or whatever, just handle things a little bit differently. But see, the funny thing about the pairing between us, in the eyes of many, when it was first announced, it was thought, man, how is this going to work? You've got two, you know, A-type personalities, and how is that going to mesh? How is that going to meld together? And to be honest with you, while the passion was there early, I think it took us a little bit while, and that was a given. There's no doubt you were going to have that with BT and Sal. But the first thing that we had to learn, and I remember telling him this when we were getting ready to launch the show, was to trust each other. And that doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, we knew each other in passing a little bit. We told the story years ago. Crazy. Ironically, we actually spent some time in one night or maybe even two in Atlantic City, myself and a buddy, and Moose and Sal. I was at SNY. Sal started doing some stuff at SNY. I think he was just let go of at WFAN, and I was doing some shows with Moose. So we said, hey, let's go have fun. I got a couple of rooms. Let's get away for the weekend. And we did. But I never really hung out with Sal. And, you know, the way our careers went, it was going to take a little bit of time, because you think about him doing his thing during the overnights, you know, blasting away. And to get traction during the overnights, you've got to bring it even more than you bring it during the middays, because the callers aren't there as plentifully. You know, it's just, it's a different monster. It's a different navigation. So, you know, and I say this in a good way, the wild child that he was during overnights was apparent. And then myself, so he had to take all that stuff and now fit it to a new day part, try to prove himself again and all that stuff, right? Whereas with me, I was with Tiki for 10 years, who is the complete opposite personality of Sal. You couldn't have more polar opposites. I mean, Tiki is measured and, you know, just there's a steadiness and there's you just it's a different level of engagement. And then you put, you know, two pit bulls in a room and it's going to kind of take a little bit to figure out. But I got to tell you, once we learned to do all the things that we had to do as a show, man, I loved it. And I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss him in the conventional format, because we'll still do things together. But I just say all this at the time, even this is a Jets podcast, I think it would be foolish. I think it would be missing the mark not to start it today, give you a little bit of backdrop. And really, really sincerely, just to state this again, really sincerely let you guys know how much I and he appreciates the way you guys reached out. Funny thing, I was at a sushi restaurant on Friday night, the night of after our last show, and my son had a hitting lesson at whatever time it was, and then travel basketball practice at whatever time it was. So there was kind of a long gap in between. So we went to get sushi, and I had three different couples come up to us, and I never met them, never interacted with them, and they told us that they were actually shedding tears along with us, really. Mainly as Sal was getting into some very personal things, and that just meant the world, man. Really, I'm sure I will when I wrap up on Friday, my last full time show on the Fan. I'll kind of take a little bit down my own personal route, but just to hit you guys out of the chute, you got the tweets, the texts, the engagement. I mean, I usually don't read stuff, because I learned a long time ago, and this is a tough thing to do when you're a younger broadcaster, because you're looking for some form of validation. You are. And anybody who says they're not is full of it. you are looking to see how people perceive you. And the ratings are one thing, but the ratings are also a very imperfect, you know, measurement of a show. But, you know, what people write and what they say, whether it's, you know, websites or chats or whatever it might be, obviously social media, that is a more raw, at times hurtful and at times very galvanizing way to get a sense of, you know, what people think of you. And I think when you get wrapped up in that too much, I think it's a bad thing. I think it could derail you from doing what you do. But and earlier in my career, I admit I paid attention to that more. And I've learned to, you know, kind of put that aside. You know, not that validation's not nice. I'm a human. Of course it is. But, you know, you get to a certain point and you have a certain level of confidence and you have a certain level of accomplishment. And you know, you just realize there's things more important than what somebody's writing, you know, being a dad, being a husband, obviously all those things that really matter more so in real life. So again, it was a lot of emotion. But I can tell you this. All right. And then we'll start kicking around a couple of the jet things I got for you. So one thing that I have been asked, like, what's next? What are you going to do? Well, in terms of, you know, day to day broadcast content, the most honest answer right now is I honestly don't know. Now, there's obviously things that we're working on and those will be big things, you know. But right now, I don't know what it is. I can't tell you. I got a couple of options. Right. In terms of, you know, I would say the short term for me, I mean, and I was talking to Jared, my producer, are we going to still do the Unkillable podcast this way? I don't know. That's another honest answer. I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe a different version. And that would be, you know, different stuff that I won't get into now. I don't know. Here's what I do know. I know that with the change in schedule, I've got a little more time to do some more St. John's games. I do know that I can finally finish. I've got about 6 chapters written for a book. And basically the loose premise is navigating the ever-growing dynamics and perils of youth sports. I think if you guys listen to me, you know, you hear me talking about coaching my kids, other kids, that is a passion. And that book is going to be completed very soon. I'm just diving into that face first, man. Every single day I'm pumping out 3 hours and I can't wait to get this to you. The other thing, and I've done this quite a bit and it's something I've always wanted to do. I've been able to tap into it more recently. Is motivational speaking, because, you know, not that I would deliver the Unkillable speech necessarily to a room of 150 high level executives, which I've had a chance to address several times. Verizon, a big mortgage company coming up, a couple things at some schools, universities. But, you know, that is to take that and then to spread it out and kind of tweak it and apply it and redistribute it to people in a workforce that's different than what I do is something that I love. And that's going to continue. So there's things that are on the checklist. Obviously, the big, big thing, don't know yet. What I know, trust me, you will know. One more thing that I can tell you about that is locked in. We are doing a BT and Sal live show, and I cannot wait to do this. And when I tell you the work that it put, that was required to get this together, to be able to announce it during our last show, I mean, my head was spinning. It was constant stream of text and emails and research and it all came together, right? So January 22nd at the Vogel Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey, we will do a show. It's not going to be broadcast. I mean, it could be, but there's some legal things, so I've got to deal with that, whatever. But me and Sal on a big stage, big audience. Aaron Boone will be there with us and we're going to have kind of an eclectic night, food, drinks, me and Sal doing our thing. We've got the world's best, and he happens to be a good friend, but the world's absolute best Frank Sinatra impersonator. And he's going to open us up. He's going to open us up with a couple of good Sinatra songs. Then we'll do our thing. We'll probably, you know, we'll hit little Jets, little Giants, little Yankees, little Mets, little Knicks. I'll throw in a little Johnny's. And again, just like me and Sal are in a studio, we're at a big amphitheater doing our thing. And then Aaron Boone will be there. And then we will have a however long chat. It's going to be about a 3-hour night. The way to get the tickets, it's a limited amount. Okay. We're keeping it fairly intimate by design just to kind of, you know, get this going. And the website is myconcerts.net. You go there now, myconcerts.net. And it's January 22nd. 7:30 start, And there's some VIP stuff. And if you do that, then obviously you'd get there earlier because that would include meeting and greeting with Aaron Boone in addition to me and Sal. So the tickets aren't available until Tuesday, but you could go there. You'll see a splash page. You'll get a sense of how we're going to format the night and a little more detailed encapsulation of a BT and live show on a stage, which I cannot wait to do. It's going to be absolutely awesome. You know what? It's funny because so many of you have said, man, can you, what would an unfiltered, what would a raw, you know, no limits on what you can say BT and Sal show be like? I got news for you. Come to the show. You'll see, because there are no limitations. There's nothing that we like. All right. Certain things we can't say on the radio. Guess what? When you're on a stage, you can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. So this will be about as raw as you've ever heard of. You've heard me a little bit raw here, you know, dropping some F-bombs, kind of getting after it here and there after some tough Jet losses, whatever, just the whole Jet dynamic. But that is what's coming up. January 22nd, the Vogel Theater is absolutely gorgeous. It's a beautiful, beautiful venue. MyConcerts.net. Tickets on sale on Tuesday. Okay, enough of the plugs or the promotion. But I really didn't want to do that to start because you guys deserve that. Like, I'm not going to just send out a million tweets and, you know, and I could. I'd rather just one blanket shot here, one blanket shot on the fan, one blanket tweet. As I know things, you'll know them, I promise. And the best part is, and I felt this, and it was uplifting, and it was galvanizing, and it was real. The best part is that I know that you guys are going to follow me. And I know that you guys are going to follow me and Sal when we do our thing together, however long it is, you know, whether it's once a week, whether it's maybe a little bit more, you know, it's hard to carve out. I've been doing this a long time. I've been on the air continuously outside of 1 month from 1999 until this moment right now, continuous broadcast employment, right? It's hard to carve out. And I'm not trying to overstate this. I know we're not Mike and Chris. There's never going to be on the Mount Rushmore of FAM. Trust me, we know that. We know who the legends are. But I'll tell you this, and I take great pride. This is not an arrogant statement. This is just me being proud of what we were able to create in a studio 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, when we had to learn each other and different styles and all the things I hit on before. I know that there are not many shows who have been together for 2 years that had the juice and created I know the energy was unmatched. That's a given. I'll be a little arrogant with that. Nobody brought it like we did. Nobody. No one. No one in the country. I don't care where you go. Nobody brought that. But to do that over 2 years and to feel that love, like 2 years is quick. 2 years on a radio is fast, man. Fast, quick. And we were able to do this with the Jets sucking, with the Giants sucking, you know, with Yankees only getting to one World Series and playing horrendously, the Mets making the playoffs, and then the next year not. It's not like the Knicks made the NBA Finals. Like, we had to create a lot of stuff, and we take great pride in that because we know that you felt it. So there's more stuff coming, I promise. All right, so I had a conversation about, and I'll look at some of these comments in a minute. I know you guys are reacting to what I've said. Not that I'm going to respond to all of them, but maybe I'll pick a few. Because some things I just don't know the answers to, as I mentioned before. So I was talking to somebody in the last 2 days about Fernando Mendoza, right? Now, I'm not wasting my time talking about this game. Nobody wants to hear about this game. Fernando Mendoza, like, the Jets are going to have a very, very tough decision. They've got to determine, okay, are we going to take, you know, two first-rounders here, you know, whatever they might have to tap into next year with the three first-rounders, second-rounders, combo, and I don't even know what that combination will be right now because I don't know where the Jets are going to actually finish. Are they fourth? Are they sixth? Are they seventh? I don't know. If they beat the Saints, what happens there? If they lose out, how high could they go? There's the Colts. I mean, as they continue to bleed out, there's too many draft order machinations. It's really hard to focus on where I really truly think they'll finish up. And I say that because without that, I can't really tell you what I think they're going to have to give up to maybe move up to get Mendoza. I don't know if they love Mendoza. Now, I have talked, and you know this, I have talked about Mendoza before anybody, certainly in local radio. There is not a show, there is not a station. I'm not talking about podcasts who talk about college prospects. I'm talking about the New York radio market, and that includes digital stuff too. Nobody was on the Mendoza trip like I was. First one there. Now the train's obviously full. while I identified him very early, as this was even going into the game against Oregon when he played great and Dante Moore played awful up in Oregon and Indiana waxed him and they played so well. And of course, into the Big Ten championship with Ohio. Now we'll see what happens. Ohio State. Now we'll see what happens moving forward. I, as much as he was the guy that jumped out right away, I don't know if he's worth moving draft mountains to go up and get. I don't know. You got to go through a lot. I could tell you this. The interview process with Fernando Mendoza is going to be a layup. Like, are you kidding me? I mean, the way this young man is all about team. You even when he was at Cal, there was a clip that was going viral last week, how he talked about, and I think they just finished 5-5 or 6-6 to solidify a bowl spot. The reaction and how he spoke about the team and what it meant to him and them tells you all you need to know about him. He is a fantastic young man. Fantastic. Now, I'm in the business of bringing fantastic young men into the building. I just got to make sure that they can be superstars if I'm giving up 2 or 3 first-round picks to get them. Now, I set that backdrop.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What is he and who is he going to be? Well, I don't really know yet. But the conversation that I had, somebody told me, who I trust, who has seen a lot of football, he said, I like him. Because I said, first thing, what do you think about Mendoza? I like him. And the way he said it, it wasn't like, oh, man, God, I love this kid. I like him. Definitely like him. Floor is high. You're going to hear all these draft, draft descriptions, quick twitch, you know, for corners or receivers, whatever it might be, you know, right, catch radius and shorten space or quicken space, phone booth space, all this stuff, right? But you know, by somebody's first reaction, if they think somebody's going to be a star or if they're merely going to be good. Now, so much of this depends, like, how the Jets build this thing out. And love the fact that Myers got that 2-year extension. Not big money, but that tells you that he fits, that they like him. And at least for once, the Jets could go into this offseason building things away from the offensive line. Now, maybe you bring back ABT for a 1-year deal. I'd be okay with that. Maybe you kick the tires in free agency. Maybe bring in one lineman. But the meat of the Jets offensive line set. So we're not going to have to worry about drafting a kid, you know, like Darnold, like Zach, and having them run for their life, you know, getting sacked 5 times and not having time to go through reads and progressions and just basically having his learning curve destroyed, completely sabotaged. So that is one thing that is really good. Now, back to Mendoza. I didn't like the comp that I was given. And again, to be fair, they still want to further evaluate as well. How's he playing the playoffs? How does he do with the combine? All the numbers, whatever. But the name that I heard was, or the term, Kirk Cousins-like. And I was like, I'd like to push back on that really, really, really hard, but I can't. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to co-sign it, you know, word for word. But, you know, that's not the ultimate compliment. Now, if you tell me that you brought in a Kirk Cousins type as a stopgap because the Jets don't love the quarterback crop this year, or they like somebody, but they don't love him enough to give up 2 or 3 first-round picks, well, then, sure, I'll take a, whoever that is, a Kirk Cousins type veteran next year just to kind of push this forward. Garrett Wilson, A.D. Mitchell. I'm not sold on Michi. I don't know, but maybe him in the slot. Obviously, Mason Taylor, who's not active today. You're going to have to give Breece Hall an extension, which they absolutely will. The offensive line, draft another receiver, whatever they're going to do, right? That's a Kirk Cousins type doesn't excite me. Now, there's times and places for it, but not enough to go up there and draft somebody and give up all that stuff to draft somebody. So there's a lot at play here, and I'm not sure if Simpson's coming out. I'm not sure if Moore's coming out. And even if they do, I like Mendoza better. Now, maybe the others are slightly more dynamic. I've got to make that final determination, but I don't think I'll change my mind. I'm pretty sure from now until draft night, I will still believe Mendoza should be the first quarterback taken. But maybe that's 3rd overall pick. Maybe that's 4th overall pick. Now, that's not going to happen because somebody's going to get wacky and move up and trade with the Giants or whomever's up there in the top spot. But that doesn't mean that it's the right move. Now, let me just get to Brady Cook for a second. You can't judge the young man. You know, doesn't have a great physical presence. Saw him run a little bit today. Saw him make some nice throws. Saw him do some things that I was impressed with. Even last week when they had 6 drops, there's a little bit there of intrigue for me, not as quarterback one, but this is where it gets complicated. Do I think that Brady Cook can play, you know, in the right situation with incremental growth and the right system, and again, the right organization and the right weapons around him? Can he be an 8-9 year NFL player? I think he could be. I do. He throws a pretty good ball. And again, he's a pretty good athlete. And he's also going, they talked about this on the broadcast today. He's also going through a lot of things now. And I know that this seems fairly basic, but it's not. He never went under center at Missouri. The only time he would really go under center was when he was at the goal line, right? And that's a massive adjustment. And I thought that they did. Ross Tucker was on the game today. I love Ross. We've interviewed him. I used to have him on a lot on the national show with Tiki. I think he's very smart. I know he's smart. He's an Ivy League product there. But I love the way he articulates. Like, it's one thing to be smart, but he's also not trying to fool the room with intelligence. Like, there's a little meat and potatoes mixed in with that brilliance. And I think that that's a good combo. Big fan of Ross Tucker. So if he sees the shout out to Tucker, love him, right? And, you know, he was talking about the differences between going shotgun and going under center. And when you go shotgun, you know, whether it's a quick shuffle, a quick hit, 3-step, 5-step, whatever the drop might be, your back is never to the defense. And he didn't even go under center in high school, which is something else that Ross brought up on the broadcast today. So the being trying to get acclimated to going under center and not just the footwork, I think with reps, that's for a pro, that's fairly easy. To me, it's more about the trust, because under center, when you're taking that drop, your back is to basically 21 other people, the 10 guys on your team and the 11 guys coming at you try to hurt you and disrupt what you're doing. Whereas when you're in shotgun, your eyes scan the whole field. Your back is never, ever to the defense unless you get flushed out immediately and you got to run, whatever, throw it away, make a move with your wheels. But that is a big, big change for a young kid. So I'm intrigued by him. So and Moore's a quarterback. I mean, probably right now, I'd say on a good team is a QB3 on a team that's trying to figure things out. If you've got the right QB1, even if it's a stopgap, maybe a QB2. But this is where I think it's going to be very hard to get a real read on him. Like, say if the Jets draft the Mendoza or one of the aforementioned quarterbacks, you're not going to have said draft choice. Let's say he wins the job out of camp at QB1, and then Brady Cook is QB2. You're just not going to have that. So I think under that situation, what you would have, I want to give you a few scenarios. What you would have would be, let's say it's Mendoza, then you'd have to retain Tyrod Taylor, which I'm fine with. You know, great guy. Everybody loves him. Smart. Could help him out in film room, whatever. I do believe in having similar skill sets because I think it helps more. And he doesn't really play like Tyrod Taylor, but I can even work around that. Or somebody like Tyrod Taylor, whomever they deem that to be, then that's sensible to me. Whomever you draft, Tyrod is the backup, and then maybe Brady Cook is a three. Now, whomever you draft, if he's not ready, and again, I know Jet fans don't want to necessarily see Tyrod Taylor week 1. I get it, but you got to do what's right for the young player that you drafted and protect the investment. It could be Tyrod QB1, Mendoza, or whomever else they draft high QB2, and then maybe Brady Cook quarterback 3. So that's one situation. The other situation, and I'm good with that. I think that's probably what they'll do. I think it's the most plausible route, and I think it's the most sensible route. What doesn't make as much sense to me would be, let's say they trade for somebody, and they're not going to get Joe Burrow. Put the pipe down with this Joe Burrow nonsense, please. I mean, listen, I love Evan, but I heard Evan talking about he's going to trade for Joe Burrow the other day. Stop. They're not getting Joe Burrow. The Bengals aren't trading Joe Burrow. Not happening. And I would imagine if they ever did, don't you think it would make sense to just, if you're going to, which they're not, get him to the NFC so that in the crazy chance the Bengals, you know, whether it's next year or 2 or 3 years down the road, get to the AFC championship game or divisional round game, you don't have to run the risk of playing Joe Burrow to get to the Super Bowl or to get to the AFC. So that's not, it's just not going to happen. All right. So forget about Burrow. But there could be somebody that's yet to be identified who grows disgruntled, and the Jets maybe, you're not talking about 2 or 3 first-round picks, but some solid draft equity to try to incentivize somebody to get a good player here who can be the quarterback. And I don't mean necessarily just as a stopgap. I mean as a guy that can, you know, maybe be the quarterback for 2, 3, 4 years. And again, I don't know that that's likely, but if they did do that, back to the whole quarterback depth chart, you can't have Brady Cook as the number 2, because if you do what I just said and you've got a quarterback that's going to give you a chance to win, you know, 9, 10 games, obviously you're going to have to draft some defenders and burn some free agent money and hit a few more, you know, good hits in the draft here. But it's not inconceivable that the Jets could take a big jump next year. I know this is not the day to sell the virtues of that, because God, today was just awful, man. And last week was just awful. But between special teams, between the O-line, between the tweaks I just mentioned, we've seen other teams do it. Help, the Patriots just did it, but Drake May's a stud. By the way, who won that game? I know they were killing the Bills. Then the Bills came back, took the lead, 35-31, whatever it was. I think the Bills are going to win that. Did they win that game? The Bills won 35-31. Wow, that's a big win up there in Gillette. Very, very, very nice. But I love Josh Allen. I don't love their team, but I love Josh Allen. Let's see if the Colts are losing. No, they're not losing yet. Let's go Seattle. Keep that. Let's get that thing going here. All right. So that's why this is going to be very tough. with how they assemble a quarterback depth chart next year.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And then the other thing that you wouldn't do, trading for somebody is who's good is one thing. And then you got to make sure you have two and three lined up. But then there's also the real possibility of just going out and getting a guy that you know is a band-aid. Kind of like Justin Fields, but a little bit better. You know, somebody who could actually throw the ball 15 yards straight and hit a wide open receiver. I mean, I thought Justin was going to be, he can't throw, so he can't be on this team next year. He's not a quarterback, right? At least not one that I want to watch or one that I want on my team. So he'll be gone, right? Even though he's going to take a dead cap of about 22 mil. Then you got the Rodgers money as well. And that's something else you got to factor in. Like, the quarterback room could only grow so much financially. Otherwise, you're no longer, you don't have any financial solvency. You just don't. Rodgers getting dead cap money, Fields dead cap hit, whomever you draft, if it's a first rounder, top 10, that's first round money. And you got to bring in somebody to be a viable backup. He's got to probably make in that $15 to $18, $20 million range. I know the cap goes up, and I know the Jets have a lot of cap space, but this is going to be a tough needle to thread. It really, really is. And I was a little shook yesterday when somebody that I know and trust, who knows quarterbacks, dropped the Kirk Cousins-ish scouting report. Now, I believe he's fast. I know he's faster than Kirk because I looked up the 40s. Kirk was around 4.9. I don't have a 4.93 at Michigan State and at the combine, and Mendoza was 4.7 change. Now you're like, all right, that's fairly negligible. It's actually not. You're talking about a second difference. I'm sorry, a tenth of a second. It's actually massive in terms of escapability. And even if it's not sheerly from like point A to point B, he's not going to be Michael Vick or even Justin Fields. But, you know, that extra tenth of a second or two tenths of a second, which I think is probably more the difference, but certainly between, I think Cousins now, it's probably 0.4 of a second. I mean, with the Achilles, he's old, taking a bunch of hits. I'm talking about Cousins coming out of college. That is, that allows you to at least, you know, elude defenders, extend plays, get some broken plays downfield. So it's important. And I really don't know how they're going to do this, but those are some options. And, you know, the one thing that they just cannot do, I am fundamentally opposed to this. And the good thing is this duo will not do it. And I'm talking about Muji and I'm talking about Aaron Glenn. Like, if you're, that's why Shane's got to be gone as well. What was the final score of that Giants game? All right, Commanders won, I thought. All right. The worst thing to have is a situation where you've got a general manager and a head coach, especially if they're tied together, right? And they, like, they're year three-ish, and they don't have a quarterback, even though the Giants do have Dart, who I love. You know that. But I'm talking about Shane. I don't think he's done enough other good things to come back and make these important decisions. Just my opinion, all due respect. But when you've got guys, like, if it was still Joe Douglas and Saleh, right? Let's use our example. I mean, they're going to be hell-bent. They're like, got to get a quarterback. Because that's ultimately how you judged. Did you get the quarterback? Joe Douglas tried. He failed. He's out of a job because he whipped. Robert Saleh didn't win enough games, and I don't think Robert Saleh was a great head coach either, but he was out of a job. But when you're going into year two and you inherited the mess that Muji and Glenn inherited, now it's less pressure, and it's a different level of pursuit of the franchise quarterback. Not that you don't want one, but you're not desperate. Because let's face it, whether it's trying to find a quarterback or anything else in life pertaining to sports or not, when you're desperate, you generally lack clarity. And when you lack clarity, you generally make sloppy mistakes because you're almost tricking yourself because you've got to get to a certain resolution. And in this case, I'll go back to trying to find the quarterback for a tandem that's been there for a couple of years. You're like, all right, we like this kid, but we don't love this kid, but we got to do something. All right, throw the ball. Let's go. Here's three first-round picks. Get them. And maybe they weren't fully committed to that player. So what the Jets cannot do, and what I know, because I've already seen Muji, and I believe in him, and that's probably the best part of this whole Jets situation right now. The Jets nailed the general manager hire. I don't know if they nailed the head coach hire, and I've got hope for Aaron. You know, I think he's just got nothing. The defense is awful. And the quarterback, I mean, he's not trotting out much, man. So we know that. So it's hard to judge him, all right? But Muji has distinguished himself well, I think fairly well and very quickly, whether it's in some smaller transactions early in the year, getting some run stuffers, you know, kind of switching up the punt return game. Isaiah Williams, by the way, horrible call. How do you call that? Isaiah Williams, and I got news for the next for next year, and they're starting to do it now. Get Isaiah Williams on the field in some offensive packages, jet sweeps. I do something, three wide, four wide, five receivers, whatever. Put him in the slot. Are you telling me that if you get the ball in his hands, I know they want to run. I get that. But on play action, right? If you get the ball in his hands in space, you know, two, three times a game, I'm not talking about the return game, offense, maybe even four, that he's not going to reward you at least twice with something positive and maybe at least once with something incredibly electric. This guy's, he is a beast, man. That was a bad call. I can't get worked up over it because it doesn't matter, but that was an awful call. Even Sterator said, what are we doing? Bad call by the refs there. You saw the play, horrible, but he has been a stud and he's going to be first team all pro. So I say that just because, you know, maybe moving forward next year, utilize him a little bit more, sprinkle him in, and evolve the offense. I think that the vision that Muji and Glenn have now, I don't think it's obscured by anything other than let me build, and this doesn't obscure it, this actually settles them down, but it let's build this incrementally, let's build this foundationally. You know, think about how many times, and they did it with Devontae Adams. The Jets even did it, and I mean, I loved them, but I mean, drafting a quarterback, a receiver, first overall back in 96, our guy Keyshawn, I mean, what are you doing? Your team stinks. You drafted a receiver first? Hey, come on. Like the splashy moves. And I know that those are the things that excite us. I know that. You want the receiver. Yeah, you want the tight end. You know, Brock Bowers would have been nice. I'll admit that. And some other good young tight ends now as well. But the point is, they are finally building it the right way. Lift up the hood. There's at least an engine that works right now for the Jets. It's called the offensive line. Now, the Jets have no rims, and the stereo stinks, and there's no sunroof. The upholstery is not top-notch, but the engine at least is in place. And there you go, you know. And then to me, just to continue the analogy, I would say that the quarterback now gives you a full fuel tank, a full tank of gas. The engine's the O-line, and now we can drive it because we got somebody who can run the offense. So, you know, they do have a lot of evaluations to go through. In a lot of ways, I don't envy them because, you know, they are, you know, the Jets have been so long, basically my entire life. I mean, outside of a handful of examples, you know, Vinny in 98, you know, Favre for the first nine games, you know, Rodgers in theory. But this is not going to be easy. It's not easy for any team to get the right quarterback. You think it's going to be easy for this team to get the right quarterback? But there's urgency, but it's not sped up. They're not rushed. They're not desperate. That's why they got all the cards. And if they had a desperate GM who needed to make a move for job security, they would probably be inclined to make a dumb trade, meaning the something from next year's three first-round picks or this year. Now, they're going to field a ton of calls. Jets own the draft board. They own it. All right? Now, they don't own it from the number one spot, in all probability, but they own it in terms of the ability to move up, move back, or trade for anybody, Burrow aside, that might become available. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. Again, yeah, I'd like to see Cook stay on the team. Yeah, he looks fairly interesting in the right role as a backup. And you need a backup quarterback. But, you know, based on all those things I mentioned before, it really depends on who they bring in, in terms of a young player, what veteran they bring in terms of a Band-Aid, what veteran they might trade for who could be 2, 3, 4 years, who could actually get you, you know, to the playoffs and maybe slightly beyond. They got their work cut out for them. We all know that. All right, let me check out some of the comments here. All right. The Jaguars are strong. I mean, they were saying it today. What, for the last five games, man, they have had, Trevor Lawrence just putting on a baseball cap and doing whatever he wants. Oh, my God. What else we got here? All right. I addressed a lot. I'm just kind of going through this in real time. What's happening on the fan? I touched on that. Going to be tuned in, blah, blah, blah. Classy dude, keep your head high. My head's high. My head is high. You know, one thing, I guess maybe I'll just wrap it up with this. I don't need to just babble on and on. I hit the quarterback stuff. I addressed the stuff at the top of the show in terms of appreciating you guys for what you did for Sam and I on Friday and hopefully what you'll do for me on Friday when I wrap up my final show on the fan. And one of the recurring themes aside from, you know, Friday was emotional for a lot of you. Imagine how we felt. But for you, I think one of the themes has been like people have really expressed admiration, I guess, for the way we've comported ourselves, you know, the last 2 weeks or so when we were on the air. You got to remember, guys, as tough as Friday was, I'm not even sure if that was the toughest day. The toughest day was when the story broke when we were on the air by Andrew Marchand from The Athletic at like 11:02. And we have 3 hours to go. We have 3 hours of show to do. I mean, phones blowing up. I mean, you know, we have families, obviously. The tweets. I mean, everything that's going on. And because our company hadn't released it, we couldn't really comment on it. So we elected not to. And then we addressed it briefly the next day. And the one thing that we said, it was very important for us to say, is that we knew what was possible. We knew what was possible with Craig coming back. We weren't caught off guard by that. You know, we were told, this goes back months where, hey, if this happens, this could happen. If this doesn't happen, well, then this will happen. I don't know if it was, you know, from A to Z because there were so many variables, but I appreciate my company being forthright, and they were. And a lot of companies wouldn't be. And I can promise you, a lot of companies wouldn't trust us to go on the air and, you know, not take a torpedo to the company. They just, you know, when a station moves on from air talent, this is the way it goes. I don't care who you are. When a station moves on from air talent, you're done. This microphone is a weapon if used improperly. And, you know, the fact that they trusted us, I think it spoke volumes about how they felt about us and how they trusted us to do the right thing. So I just say that because I want to put it out there again that we were not blindsided. Disappointed, yeah. You know, do I think BT and Sal deserves to be on the air? You bet your ass I do. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Of course I do. But, you know, it's out of my control. And one of the things, you've heard me say this before, I tell my kids all the time, and they don't want to hear it sometimes. I get it, because they're 9 and 10. Control what you can control. And all I can control pertaining to this situation is going on the air, giving you 4 hours of fire content and fire opinions and fire engagement and transparency and being a real person, you know, and letting you know that this is how I feel and this is what I'm thinking, good or bad, sad or happy. That's it. But the thing that, and I'll wrap it up with this, the thing that, again, was one of the recurring themes was you really lauded us for how composed we, I don't mean when we got a little bit, you know, emotional at the end, but I mean throughout for this 2 week, article after article, New York Post, Barrett Media, I mean, awful announcing. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't fun. I'm not going to lie to you, not fun. You know, we're in the middle of it. Now, I've also been in the middle of that cycle where every story is about me and it's favorable, you know? And that just comes with the profession that I chose. But to me, to go on the air and plow through was easy because that's the way I was raised. You know, my dad raised me to be a man. That's how you are a man or a woman, you know, an adult. You deal with some adversity. You deal with some things that you certainly don't agree with. But because you know you can't control it, you have to process it properly. You just have to. Otherwise, you're going to sabotage things. And I'm not about that. So thank you. Thank you for all that. Really, I mean it. And for Sal, too. It meant a lot to us. There's no doubt about it. All right. I'm on the air tomorrow. I am on the air tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm off Thursday and then Friday. And that will be my last full-time show on The Fan. There's a better than good chance that I'm still going to do some shows on The Fan. We had that kind of relationship. It's both ways. It's a two-way street. I would not shut the door on them, and they're certainly not shutting the door on me. So while I wish it would have gone down differently, it didn't, and here we are. But brighter tomorrows, I have no doubt about that. I can promise you this, the fastball, it's still here, man. I mean, you know, I'm still throwing cheese. Like if this was years from now and like I just felt like I couldn't do it and I just wasn't the same, then I think I'd be hit with a different sense of sadness because then it would be over. Because there is a finite window for an athlete. There is a finite window for a broadcaster. I don't want to be doing a show and I'm 68 years old breaking down the Mets bullpen and the Yankees first base platoon. I got no interest in that. You know, I'm going to evolve. Not when I'm that old. Now, yeah, still got interest in it. And I can still do it as well as anybody. So that's what we'll do. Just to let you know where. One more pop. MyConcerts.net. All right. January 22nd, BT and Sal Live. Aaron Boone in the house. There's about, I want to say there's about 400 seats, including some VIP packages and a couple of box booths, if you will. A little Sinatra impersonation. We're going to have some fun, food, some drinks. Great venue. Awesome time. And, you know, I'll just say, if you thought that we were a little nutty on the air, here's up there with, you know, him with his surfsides and me maybe with a scotch or two or three, what that show is going to sound like. So I appreciate it, guys. I really do. I mean that. But trust me, not even close to being done. You could book on that. You could bank that. See you tomorrow on The Fan. Have an awesome rest of your Sunday. And I will let you know what's going on with Unkillable and all the updates. I got you, just like you have had me. I'll see you later, guys. Appreciate it.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team. with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.